I hope you were paying a little bit of attention to what was happening in New York last night at the Met Gala, because it signals something which is very important and very critical for you as a culture and truth and, well, a truth warrior, not to overuse the word warrior, because the only warrior I know is my wife, Lynn's warriors, but as a truth sentry, this should have been absolutely critical for you to notice. First of all, let's start off with this. Remember the words of Breitbart. Politics is downstream from culture. Culture is the first symptom of what's going wrong and what's going right with a society. What do people pay attention to? What do people hold as important, as critical? What do people look at in terms of what is reflective of their morals, their direction, and the like? That's what's critical to know. Anna Wintour is the high priestess of a satanic cult, the Baphomet, of a vile and decrepit, otiose, ossified, and anachronistic world of disgust and and I'm over-exaggerating to an extent. Is this satanic? Well, let me put it to you this way. If there wasn't the actual reference to a satanic centerpiece, a Luciferian object of adoration, it would have all of the trappings. You see, today, mankind, more than ever, references the fact that it loves symbology. It loves semiotics. It loves symbolism. It loves to use things in terms of the reference to what it means. Last night, so much to notice. First of all, this was Marie Antoinette. This was Let Them Eat Cake. As New York, parts of New York, crumbled under what appears to be an orchestrated, people are always fascinated by the fact that riots can be orchestrated, that there might be outside sources to help organize riots. I don't know where you've been, but I'd like to check out, maybe you should look into the world of Atpur and others, even going back to the Occupy Wall Street days. But as parts of the city were completely under attack, as the New York Police Department showed incredible vigilance to quash these protesters, but never lifting a finger regarding Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Why? It's simple. The people that run the world, the people that run our culture, want anti-Israel, as they call it, or pro-Palestinian, as they call it, or pro-Hamas, as they call it. They want all of those demonstrations quashed. They want them to be portrayed as absolute lunatics. If you have 100 square miles of peace, but one Civil War statue torn down, or one wall defaced, or one area spray painted, in a city that is covered with defacings and spray painting and bums and cretinous, you know, loons strewn about as people step over human feces, nobody cares about that. But because there was this particular area that might have been spray painted with Gaza, not that that's right, but notice the focus. Notice the focus. They don't care about Asian women being clobbered by black men. In fact, race is never, ever, ever brought up unless it's white. And you know it's true. As people walk in still into stores and CVS's and Walgreens and Sephora's, cleaning out products. Nobody talks about that. Nobody cares about that. But if somebody wearing a keffiyeh stands up holding a sign that says something about Jews or Israel, that is shown by the bought and paid for news organizations who were designed to blue pill you into complete oblivion. That is considered to be the end of civilization as we know it. Not death to America. not the children who were trafficked, not the women and people who were shot and beaten and raped every single day by demographics of criminals that these bought and sold news folks will never mention. Anna Wintour is the high priestess. This wig, this bewigged, benighted has-been is clutching on to a world that doesn't exist. This is the harridan of the First Order, a contemptuous, cold-blooded, cold ice water. This remember the Devil Wears Prada? This woman who basically bathes in this image of, you know, brutality, the Cruella de Vil of I guess the fashion world. She is the high priestess. She is the doyenne of a situation of a world that doesn't exist anymore. The history of the Met Gala was beautiful. From the days of Diana Vreeland and Vogue magazine and the celebration of costume fashion, where people could go. Where was it? She took this thing over and made it a tribute to herself. We live in a world right now of artificial and plastic with these Lauren Sanchez Botox rubber-lipped just harridans. These almost, I don't even know what. They look like, how do I say this? They look like AI versions of themselves, which leads me to the next part of this. You're not going to see this. The day of celebrity is over. Let me say this again to you. Listen carefully. The day of celebrity is over. My generation remembers celebrity. I ask friends and people all the time, who's today's Cary Grant? We could, when I was just a kid or in, I don't know, we could rattle off names of stars. I mean, real stars. And also these people called talent. People who were terrific. Doesn't exist anymore. Now it's an attitude. It's an attitudinal. For example, and by the way, they will tell you who is and who is not talented. Take Robert De Niro, the most untalented person on the face of the earth, a man who decided somehow to pull this con that says, I am a great actor, even though with these smug looks, and he is one-dimensional, one attitude, one affect, one impression, one expression, one everything. He is the singular affect, irrespective of the period. Doesn't matter. They're over with. This was the last gasp. Look at this Tom Brady, this non-event where they were booing Kardashian. Why? Because we live in a world of social media where people love to troll and boo and that sort of thing. And finally, listen to me very carefully. And this is what this Anna Wintour does not understand. Because remember, when your world is crushing, when your immediate income source is about to dissolve, the last thing in the world you're going to do, the last thing is to admit that your source of money is over. That's why local news and news are still hanging on to this idea that people care about this. They may be money makers, but in terms of being culturally significant, no. There is no Walter Cronkite. No, strike that. There is. His name is Joe Rogan. They don't understand that. They don't understand that. But this was this event last night. This was Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. This was the revolution. The revolution was going on, and these faux tin horn, artificial ersatz, plastic, fugazi, synthetic stars pretending to still be relevant. This is something which is interesting. And by the way, this also sent the message out to the deep state, police state, intel state, shadow government, ruling class that controls everything up to and including what we used to laughingly refer to as culture. The message was sent to them. It's over with. These people don't exist anymore. They don't exist anymore. It's over. In a world of AI, final word. What Wintour and these folks don't understand is that people are not going to be able to differentiate between what was real and what is not. What is real and what is not. They're not going to care whether Taylor Swift is really performing. They want to see something called Taylor Swift or called X15 or whatever it is. They're not going to understand the significance of talent. If you think Milli Vanilli fired the shot across the bow of the entertainment industry, you have no earthly idea. You have no earthly idea how what AI is going to do and how the next generation is not going to even want movies. They're going to want AI, AGI, CGI, whatever you want to call it. It's over. And with it being over comes this level of influence and leftist, woke, radical left, whatever you want to call this lunacy. With that comes that cessation, that end, that denouement, that termination, that adios, that valedictory. My friends, do me a great favor. I ask you to subscribe to this channel. I further respectfully request that you like this video and hit the little bell so that you're notified of live streams and new videos. And moreover, I ask that you, at this particular time, comment, dear friends, comment as you see fit.